Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
First Samuel chapter 31. Do we have it on the screen? 1 Samuel 31 verse 1 to 3. Is it there? Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines, and they fell down slain in Mount Gilboa. You see, you could be born again and not be equipped. And the Philistines followed hard upon Saul and upon his sons, and the Philistines slew Jonathan. That means they killed him with a sword. Jonathan was a man of God, though. Jonathan was a child of God. But because of wrong association, he knew that the will of God was to be with David. But he allowed his emotions to betray him. So he suffered the fate of sinners. Let me tell you, your location can affect you. And they slew Abinadab. These are sons of Saul. They slew Malkishua, all of them are Saul's sons. And listen to this, verse 3. And the battle went Saul against Saul and the what? Archers. They hit him, and he was so wounded of the archers. Archers. These are powerful forces that don't need to get to where you are. They stand from afar and they target you. They used a blade, a sword, to bring down his sons. But when they saw where he was standing, it was not one archer, many of them, and they target the king. So all the time he was there, they didn't talk. They just stood afar. Those people monitoring speed, they just stand afar and they are watching you. They are waiting for your moment of weakness. You see, they are waiting for that time when it will occur to you that this battle is against me. They just take their time. They wait. It's like when you are playing Barcelona, and then Messi has been on the bench, and then somewhere in between the final diamond, they bring him in. So they wait for you to wear out. Then they bring out the archers. And what does Ephesians tell us? He said, hold the shield of faith, so that you'll be able to block off all the fiery arrows of the enemy. There is such a thing as satanic arrows. They can only be blocked in the realm of faith. But because Saul was in sin, some of you, we have some of those dreams. I see somebody is shooting guns at you, firing bullets at you. They are the same thing. Many of these battles are not things that should be a surprise to you. You've been seeing the signs here and there, and you kept telling yourself it is well. But all is not well, because the dreams are increasing. You sleep at night, you wake up tired. Those are signs. Because the scripture says he giveth his beloved sleep. But you slept and yet didn't sleep. Archers. They don't come close to you. They just watch you. Leave you with your grandma. They leave you and they target you. That's why you notice that the moment when you are supposed to concentrate, you will begin to feel like sleeping. And you know that God is saying pray. Jesus said, pray so that you will not enter into temptation. That means even with all your tongues, if he gives you that instruction and you sleep, you are in trouble. There are moments you don't sleep. You can't use faith for that one. It's an instruction. He said, pray. Pray so that you will not enter. That means if you don't pray, you will enter. Many of us are suffering because we are spiritually careless. And we wish it away. You quote faith. Bible says, why men slept? They waited for men to sleep. They waited for that time when nobody will hinder them. And then you wake up and you are looking for scientific explanation. He said, why men slept? The enemy came, took his time, sowed tears. All they took, they when they woke up, they said, wow. Even God could not immediately provide a solution. He said, leave it. We have to plan for this one. Because if you try to walk in the flesh, you will tamper with what God is doing. So he said, wait. Don't be spiritually careless. Open your eyes. Look at your family. You will see some patterns. There are families where they have large farms. You know, in those days, our grandfathers used to have farms. And many of them shed blood on that land. And until today, they are still bringing palm oil and coming to give you. Say, this is the harvest for the year. And you too, you are saying, you have done well. You are collecting palm oil. You are collecting someone's blood. I know because it happened to my family. I know. They will never tell you. They always ask you to come to the village and you don't ask yourself why. My great-grandfather used to have slaves who were Igbo men. And he killed one of them. Maybe that's why I love Igbo people. So God wants to use me as sacrifice for them. He shed innocent blood. We didn't hear that story until one of my uncles became born again and joined Deeper Life. Then he said, no, we not touch anything on this land again because our grandfather shed blood here. And people are gathering every year. Say, this is palm oil. So family. You better ask questions. Because those people give you palm oil, they are not born again, no. You, anything you see, eat. I don't know how to say that. What's the easiest way to say that? You see, there's a way you say it in Yoruba is strong. If you try to interpret it in English, it will not be strong like that. I said it is you are even in the spirit. It is this chop, chop, chop. You cannot fast. That's where the devil waited for you and got you. That's where they trapped some people. You can be 15 years and be a spiritual giant. Don't wait and say, oh, when I'm 30, I'll start praying. There was a day I prayed for myself. And I was sick. And I prayed for myself. And I prayed and I didn't recover. Then I remember the scripture. Say, out of the mouth of babes and suckling, that was ordained strength. I called my son, he's come and pray for me. Sincerely to God who made me, I recovered instantly. They are just small children. The problem is that you went to school. That's your problem, and you are very educated. Even the devil knows, so they waited for you there. When the doctor tells you have thrombolysis mentalia, and then he writes something on the paper and you look at it, you don't even understand. Then you will know that you are in trouble. Thrombolysis mentalia. So, two people that understand that thing. The other doctor that will attend to you and the person that will give you the bill that you will pay. They will read it, but you will never see it. Don't be careless. This is Africa. Blood has been shed there. That's one of the problems we have in this country. You can make all the laws in the world. It will change. There is blood. This country shed blood of innocent Igbo people. This country shed the blood of innocent Igbo people. and they wish it away and say, no victor, no vanquish. Excuse me. And you want restoration? The spirit realm doesn't work like that. You forget, but the blood is speaking. Yes, those people you took their lives, you just sit down there think by changing the constitution that are you this naive? The people that you are looking at in the Southwest and calling them Baba, they told you they got there on the strength of their own sweat. Abi, they told you. Go and check some states in the Southwest. See how people lost their children as governors, back to back. Even as president, back to back. Somebody was always dying. The altar is asking for something. Yeah, I said, just like that. The spirit of error. Don't be careless. You are too cold. Listen to me. If the problem in your life and your family will not bring you close to God, I don't know what will. Because many of us started praying because we saw the problem and we didn't know where to go. I went to somebody, I said, pray for me. He just said, Shila Baba, Shila Baba. Go. I say, this one cannot solve my problem. This one cannot Shila Baba. This affliction is too much. Shili Baba. It's not. This is not Shili Baba. This is Sakuteka. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. You put yourself on the spiritual program. Listen to me. When my wife was pregnant with Isabella, there was one problem or the other. There was always one problem or the other. You see, problems don't come, they just show up. They just show up. We have come. So if you are not spiritually trained on how to handle emergency attack, if you are not trained, you are always waiting for crisis to learn. That's why you have the scriptures. David says, should I proceed? Will I catch up with them? And will I recover? God said, go. So he went not because he had a sword. He went because God said, if you go, you will recover. And then somebody tell you that God's voice is not important. You just need to follow the principle, the success principles. My brother, it's when you don't have a problem, you can talk about that one. He said, when they're after you, you can't be frying your hair. You can't be frying your hair. You don't have any problem. You don't have any problem. I mean, you have money, you can travel anywhere you want to. We are not talking about you. We are talking about people who see the devil knocking in front of their house. When someone that is not up to your age begins to talk to you, you know that the problem has moved to another level. When the person you train in your office gets promoted and they leave you, you know that you are still looking at it like a thrombolysis mentalia. You are still looking at it like it's a scientific problem. You train somebody and they... Don't be naive. Don't be naive. Cut off from everything that involves shedding of blood. You didn't commit abortion, but you told somebody they are doing it in that hospital. You are part of them. You say it's that hospital, but I don't know if they are still doing it too. But they did it for somebody. There are things we do. Satanic marketers on Instagram. People parading themselves, being woke, doing live TV, live Instagram, dancing naked, doing all those things. You are satanic marketers. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You are not woke. You are a satanic marketer. You are a distraction to the kingdom. Yes, sir. You are a distraction to the people of God. Yes, sir. You are a distraction to yourself. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Why will somebody just put a camera and be dancing? For what? For what? This is how I feel this morning. There's something wrong with your head. For what? And it's not even dumb way. It's not dumb way. There are things we do, even Satan doesn't understand. Because it's like, I didn't even expect she would go this far. I'm telling you. So by the time we want to start praying for you, it be totally ingenious. You've gone far. We have to be using prophecy to trace you. That lady I told you about, after that marriage crash, everywhere she walked, if they said they want to promote three people, they will promote three and sack her. She was never able to hold a job again because of the curse of one man. When you marry into a family, it's not only the woman you are marrying, you are marrying the mother, you are marrying you marry everything. So you better open your eyes. The Bible says it is the man that will leave his house, not the woman. Ah. You didn't hear that one? I said it is the man that will leave his father and mother and join. So your own parents will pack away. But you have inherited another father and mother, brother, sister. That's why even if your wife is from Ibibio, if you are not careful, your children will not speak your language. They will speak that Ibibio. And because that's where you married into. You thought you married her. She married you. You think you married her. Your children will speak Igbo. You will see. Brother Tokpe. Bad about it. Just speak a language. I don't care. I don't even care. You understand? I don't care. My dad doesn't speak his own language. It's my mom that interprets for him. So it's nothing. So if you want, I need to see you. If you want your children to speak, you need to start early. You are the head of the house, but the spiritual force is the woman. I'm telling you, you don't know anything. You think you are there. You are just there to sign the check. There's nothing. You are the spiritual. Okay, approve, authorize. But the woman that will carry the child and be singing in the morning, see, and then the child wakes up and say, Anna Mabia, you just, you think it's just a mystery. It's not a mystery. She has been working on it. Sit down there and be shouting, I'm the head of the house. Who are you? The Lord said that the blessing was supposed to go to Esau. But when the man stood up, the thing changed. Women are powerful. If you like, be fighting them. And these are people that your mother is a witch, but she didn't kill you for 30 years. Somebody came here and I said, I prayed for the young man. You're just all these big boys with t-shirt and what do you call those? Gym. Six packs. But the witches were pursuing him. The guy was speaking good English. But when they come after you, you have to speak well. You have to talk well because now they are here. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, he started barking like a dog. The demons have entered his soul. He started speaking Queen's English. They manifested. Then I say, brother, you are barking like a dog. He said, I didn't know. In that office. That office that is not fine. The way dogs are barking out from there. Well, you just can say, Pastor, someone just told me. I got a number from Philip. He told me you are a servant of God. He came in and I've been having some challenge. You don't have challenge. You have demons. If the demons go, you'll be free. Don't be naive. Many of the problems you are going through, you can fix them yourself if you just make up your mind to be spiritually disciplined. If you can be spiritually disciplined, the way to destroy ulcer is to fast. I said the way to destroy ulcer is to fast. See, we have seen fatty tissues in your left ventricles and your right, all those grammar. Just leave it fast. Fast for 14 days. Then go for another 14. By the time the devil sees that this one has gone mad, he will just leave you. You see, the Bible says a curse causeless shall not stand. Everywhere you see the devil standing, he has found a reason to be there. Go and clean your house. That house is dirty. That house is spiritually dirty. Go and clean it. When you wake up in the morning, take your tambourine. Don't check Facebook. Face the book, the Bible. And then begin to sing. That's your weapon. My father-in-law is over 70. He does praise VG every night. You saw him the day he came here. Praise VG. And that's who he is. He got born again very late in his life. He said, I don't know how to pray, but this is tambourine. He will stand here for hours and be singing. I think it's about 75 or so or something. Don't be lazy. Those causes are there because you allow them. There's no fire burning. There's no firewood. My wife was sick for the first, you know, few months. One problem after the other. One problem after the other. Hospital today. And I went to the Lord. The Lord said, don't pray about it again. I said, don't pray about it. You are giving that thing too much attention. I said, please, oh, it's my wife. Then I tried to change the prayer to thanksgiving. Say, God, you know I praise you. I know you can do everything. And I thank you for my wife because you have done it. He said, I said, don't pray. That's instruction. There's nothing wrong with prayer, but this time he said, don't pray. That's instruction. If you can't hear God, how will you hear that one? Say, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher. Yeah, you are seeing the devil too much because your eyes are up. Say, I will look to the hills. Where does my help come from? Then I realize my help does not even come from the hills. It comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. That's revelation. Make your house, let your house, that your room, that your small room, let it become a prayer bed. That let it be a place where constant sacrifice. Listen to me, if you got to this level by prayer, you will not get to the next level by planning. No, it's prayer. What brings you here will move you. There are people that go to the office and they wear suit, but they don't play with their idols. Once it's 2 o'clock, I want to go and pray. Can't do anything about it. You know, it's you that don't have anything you value. You don't have anything you value. You believe God understands. God has been alive before time started counting. You should understand. You live for 100 years, you are less than one day. Say, a day is like 1,000 years. Nobody has lived for one day in God. Do you know how many people God has seen come and die? Just come, die, come, die, come, die. Then you say, God, understand. God said, get up from that system, go to your toilet and pray in the spirit for 5 minutes. Understand. Walk by faith. The Bible said that there's an arrow that flies by day. Huh? There's a pestilence that flies at night. How do you know it if you are always putting things inside your mouth? There's power in your inside. Huh? There's power in your inside. What I'm telling you now is how to trigger it. If you want to live a life of power, you cannot eat anyhow. Anywhere you go, they may tell you anything. No, I'm telling you how it will work. You cannot be eating anyhow. People must be afraid to ask you to pray over food because they know it will become prayer meeting. You must be a man of the spirit. A man that gives his attention to the word of God. If you want to be powerful spiritually, I didn't say that you want to be speaking success motivation, because that one is easy. I don't even need to listen to you. I listen to big needs. Because it's not born again. But it's bill, dollar bill, bill. It's bill. I will listen to him more than you. Be sensitive. Give your attention to spiritual things. Let me tell you, there are some of us that we are always being infected because we focus more on evil things. That's why they're always showing up in your dreams. It's not always the devil. And I say, if you show up in my dream, you give me amala with this thing, Ibadan style. I will eat it and I will not pray. But don't try it, oh. You have to make sure you are there. For me, it's just brunch. It's brunch. There are sometimes you may see some things. Where is that scripture I was reading to the prayer team? Is it Isaiah 3? 5:13. I was reading a scripture to the prayer team this morning, and I want to show you the key to your freedom. Are you there? Go to verse 12. Let me see what is there before I come to 13. Look at the B part. They regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of his hand. There are people that when they go to a place and they see miracle, they are saying, what is that? Is it about miracle? May you not have the problem that will take you to TB Joshua. The kind of problem that you will have, you will not be going to Ikotun every day. But when we tell you now, you're not here. You know the Bible. But Ogunlo Yeka Ibai, there's battle all around you, and you are speaking English. These battle don't understand English. They were done in the village. He said they do not regard the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of sin. Give me the next verse. Look at that. Look at that quickly. Therefore, you see, this therefore is consequent on the former verse. That for somebody who does not regard anything that God is doing, you see what God is doing, you just come on now. Shebi is God. There's nothing there. We have seen it before. When we went to the crusade at Tine, we saw it. There's nothing there. What's happening? Say, you do not regard. Therefore, my people will go into captivity. They are God's people. But because they have no regard for spiritual things, they have no regard for divine, they say, pray. Say, what's there? I don't work by faith. I'm not really someone that pray like that. I just try, like, sometimes before I go out, I just pray like 5 minutes. No, I want to increase or improve, but sincerely, it's not easy. So he said, this is the result. You have no regard. You think you are being sincere. God is looking at you that you have no regard for eternal things. He said, people who cannot pray, who have no regard, thank you, we go into captivity. Because they don't regard the work of the Lord. They prefer places where they can dance away their sorrow. Give me a wiper. Those are the things your destiny likes. Those are the things your destiny like. It doesn't like the word of God. It doesn't like prayer. So I like that church. There's one brother. Every time that brother is singing, I'm always blessed. No, you are always happy. All this Obioma spirit. You just... See, this is not a joking matter. People would not have regard for eternal things. They go into captivity. God said they are my people. God didn't deny that they are his people. He said, but they went into captivity. He said, because they have no knowledge. See? No knowledge. They commonize things. So God does not open to them the spirit of revelation. They don't know things. They just believe that because we read the Bible. It's just like somebody who is a Muslim. You understand? Who wants to die? Who wants to die there? Go and read Quran chapter 3. Go and read Quran chapter 4. You will see everything there. If you read that one, I still want to be a Muslim. I can't help you. If you are a lady and you want to be a Muslim, no problem. I wish you well. I'm not your family member. But the Quran is very clear about how to treat your wife. When she misbehaves, say, stay away from her. Then finally you beat her. The Quran does absolves any man when he beats his wife because he feels she deserves it, not because there's evidence. If a woman is raped, the Quran clearly states, and people are not reading. That's why they have advantage over you. They read your Bible, you don't read your own Quran. How do you want to preach to them when you don't even know anything? Even the Bible itself, you are not reading. The Quran states that if a woman is raped, she must provide four witnesses. Witness that they raped me. Is that possible? If not, she will be treated as an adulterer and will be executed. So when you are raped, just keep quiet. Save your head. I don't know how people put their head into things and they just open the book and read. It's just there. Download the English version and read. Just read. Just don't bother about the revelation. Just read. It's there. That's why they hate Paul. Leave that one. He said, because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished. Look at it. When you don't have regard for eternal things, you'll be experiencing spiritual dryness. You'll be famished. People will be saying, oh, I was blessed. You'll just be looking. Don't be looking. You say, amen, amen. But somewhere in your heart, you know, you are dry. All these things are the result of one sin. They have no regard for the work of God. They have no regard. He said, and their multitude are dried up with thirst. And what does Jesus say in John chapter 6? He said, come unto me. He said, on that last day, he said, as many of you as are thirsty, he said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. You have no business being in this condition. Don't be careless. Plan your life the way Bill Gates plan his own. Wake up in the morning, pray. If you are even inside the traffic, plug your earphones. Stop listening to all those stupid junk radios. Yeah? Listen to the word of God. Listen to prayers. Put yourself under an atmosphere. The difference between you and Pastor Adeboye is that Pastor Adeboye listens to this thing and he does it. You hear it, you don't do anything. That's all. Somebody came to me and said, Pastor, pray for me. You have never given me a prophecy before. Is it because we are friends? I said, I don't know. But I don't prophesy to my equal. Because we are both the same level. Meanwhile, somebody just stand in front of you. He's not even asking for it. God will begin to talk to you. Listen to me. Your knowledge base is very critical to your deliverance. Don't toy with knowledge. Please go and read this scripture again, verse Isaiah 5, 12 and 13. Go and read it again when you get home. Your knowledge base is very critical to your freedom.